Welcome back to Covey and Raspberry. 9 o'clock on your Wednesday morning. And we got special guest Greg Regstraw joining us right now. Greg, how are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Greg, we want to talk about the Indy 11 with you so you can educate us on what's happening in the Indy 11 world. I know they play tonight against FC Cincinnati. Just what's going on with the Indy 11? I know they're playing in Lucas Oil this year, and just some great things happening with that ball team.
Absolutely. It's a whole lot of new for the Indy 11 this year. And obviously, you touched on what will be the biggest thing for fans, and that is the new location and moving indoors to Lucas Oil Stadium. Now, the weather forecast for today appears to be pretty good. The rain is going to hold off till tomorrow. Still, it is nice to know that if there's weather that could be an issue, it'll never be an issue for our games again. There's not going to be any more storm delays or having fans leaving the facility because there's no place for them to shelter when they watch a game. If we say we're going to kick off at 7 o'clock, then by goodness, we're kicking off at 7 o'clock. So, that is obviously the biggest thing from a fan perspective. But frankly, what is even bigger from a team perspective, because that's why we're playing this year, and that is the move in league. So for the last 4 years, we have been a part of something called the North American Soccer League, which had anywhere from 8 to 12 teams, and it stretched all the way from Puerto Rico to Edmonton and points in between. Now we are a part of the USL, and the USL has 33 teams. We play in the Eastern Conference. We worry about just the 16 teams that are half of the Eastern Conference, but this will be the second time we played Cincinnati. We've got Louisville coming up on Saturday afternoon, and there are some drives and some flights still in this league, but to be able to have a couple of teams that are within driving distance so their fans can come here or our fans can go there, that is a wonderful change of pace for us. And so those are the two biggest things from a new perspective. Other good news for us is that we're off to our best start in franchise history. We are 3-1-1. And even though the two ones are equal in number, we always put the ties or the draws in soccer first because you're getting points off of those. So we've got 10 points out of 5 games. We're in the top half of our conference so far. Some teams have played 7 or 8 matches in our half of the conference. We've only played 5 at this point. So we're in really good shape. It's a long season, but so far so good for the fifth year of Indy 11 soccer.
Of course, really excited about that. It's been great seeing fans from Cincinnati and Louisville just flooding down to Indianapolis whenever we've been playing those local teams, really adding almost like a rivalry sort of a feel for these more closer teams that are closer to Indianapolis. Has really been great for the city. How much of a difference is it going to be for this Indy 11 team of transferring indoors as far as play on the field? Do you think it'll have anything to do with the confidence of the players or their ability with the confidence of being able to say, hey, we're going to kick off at 7. We don't have to worry about a wet ball. We don't have to worry about any of those things. We can just focus on what we're doing and focus on our opponent tonight.
I think what's unique, I think really is more so, I think there's always going to be something different about the setting that'll be unique, and it'll be a home field advantage for the Indy 11. But frankly, it is also because it is a football turf, and because the turf is nearing the end of its life cycle, they're actually going to put in new turf, I believe, at some point in July. So this will kind of change up during the course of the season. But this turf has been the turf that's been there since 2008, since day number one. And it's not like there's been a lot of traffic. You have 10 Colts games a year. You throw in some high school football games, some college games, et cetera. But it's at the end of its life cycle. And the reason I bring it up is it's thin and it's quick. And so, and also to kind of fit within the parameters of the stadium and not just the football field, but kind of the way things are laid out, you can have various size fields. There are different regulations and restrictions you can have. We play on one of the smaller pitches you would have, which is 110 yards long and 70 yards wide. And so because of that, because it's smaller, because it's fast, it is, and then the sight lines of being indoors, it is very unique to play in our building. And so the fact is, I frankly thought we played better in our second home game than we did our first. And so, Cincinnati has at least played here, so maybe that advantage gets neutralized in tonight's game. But I think going forward, as we're going to see teams playing here for the first time, every other home match this year other than one will be the first time that a team has played in this building. So for that reason alone, I think there is a decided home field advantage for us playing at Lucas Oil Stadium.
All right, Greg, tell us where the fans sitting at home, where can they find the Indy 11 on TV or on the radio?
All right, so as far as TV is concerned, Indy TV tonight, channel 23. If you watch the game, it is free on ESPN3, However, it is national announcers on that and not the local announcers, so I guess I get to be a complete homer on the broadcast tonight, so that should be fun. From a radio standpoint, there's Spanish-language radio. There's not English-language radio. So if you want to hear me on the call, you need to tune in to my NDTV 23 tonight beginning at 7 o'clock.